to the Chris and Sam podcast. Pull up a bar stool and join us for a random conversation guaranteed to make you think or your money back.
Hello and welcome to episode 473 of the Chris and Sam podcast.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Sam. Welcome along to your weekly fix of randomness, technology and life as we head towards episode 500.
It's coming.
We have not organized anything for that.
Anything at all.
People
who know me are not surprised by this at all. I also want to say hello to Tony, if you're tuning in, Tony. So I caught up with Tony on a Zoom call earlier this week, and I don't usually talk to people about, you know, the fact that we have a podcast.
Are you sure? Because almost everybody you ever see, I'm sure you're dropping
left,
right, center.
Well, no, because all the ones I talk to on these Zoom calls and these things, they're all looking to be guests on podcasts. So I don't mention it because I don't want them going, oh, can I be a guest on your podcast? Because it's not that sort of podcast.
No, it's not.
But this guy's starting his own up, and we got on really well. And I said, oh, because he's built an app for people to find. It's called Guestify, .ai. Guestify.ai, and to find podcasts and do all that sort of thing, and it's pretty cool. I'm still going through and learning it, but I said, yeah, well, actually, I do know a little bit about podcasting because we've got one that's almost 10 years old.
Did he hit you up on LinkedIn?
No, I met him through one of these networking events.
There's some dude that's hit me up on LinkedIn.
Oh, I get some LinkedIn things all the time.
And they want to come on. I think this guy was organizing people as guests or something. And I just couldn't be bothered explaining it to him.
Yeah.
Because the weird thing is, you either have a podcast that has guests, or you have a podcast around a very specific topic. We have neither of them. And that's why we have the huge fan base that we have.
Well put. Well,
which is fine because that's what we like to do.
Because I said to him, yeah, and we haven't monetized it. We do this for fun.
We and can't monetize it because we're not specific and we don't have guests.
It's not monetizable. Well, no, but that's the whole point. And he goes, yeah, well, you don't have to monetize everything. I'm like, yes, you get it. That's cool. Thank you.
Good. That's a good judge of things. I wrote a blog post. I was thinking about online, there's all these people recently, because of the cost of living crisis at the moment, heaps of people were appearing on Facebook groups going, I need a side hustle. What can I do? I need money. That's it. They give no other context. And then the people go, well, what do you do? Oh, by day, I'm like an accountant or something. And the answer is 99% of the time, just do that. But for other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, but you have to find those other people. And I was just thinking, sometimes when you talk to other people, like we do random stuff, when the person comes up to you and goes, how are you going to make money from that? Nah, you're not my person because you're thinking about it the wrong way to how I think about it.
Yeah.
Money can be part of the equation, but it's not the first thing.
No, and I think for the accountant guy, for argument's sake, a big part of it is look for the gaps. What is it that your business doesn't do for people and they're always frustrated about?
Well, it's not even that. People don't know what they don't know. You just have to find another circle of people.
Yeah.
So people we hang around with know how to make a podcast or update a website or build a website. Then you've got people like Ryan, who I built a website for.
Yeah,
he doesn't
know
anything. He knows how to be an electrician.
Yeah.
And do stuff. Anyway, that's interesting. What else have you been up to this week?
I've been spending way too much time watching the Ash vs. the Evil Dead because it's on that 3 app thing, you know, 3 now.
Oh, yes,
Yeah. So I finally got up to my episode
that
I was in. And I was
What is
like,
the episode? Number?
I think it's the end of season 2. I think it's the episode 10 because I'm in the crowd scene where they're all celebrating at the end.
Yeah.
And, so it's the final episode. I think that's 10, whatever the final episode is.
Yeah, good.
And, so I was looking. I know exactly where I'm standing, and I'm like, I'm not in shot at all. I couldn't see myself.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, that was sad.
That's okay. You'll get over it.
I'm already over it years ago. But it was still the closest I got to Lucy Lawless. Anyway.
Yes.
But we've got to give a shout out to Guy. Guy Pigden. So Guy is a friend of the podcast. We've known Guy. Our was it 100th?
100th. Somehow we ended up at the house.
We had our 100th podcast episode party at their house. So anyway, yeah, Guy, excuse me, did a, what do you call it? A director's workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah, for filmmakers. Ridiculously cheap. I shouldn't say that, but it was. And so I went along with 20 other people. Mm. It was great. He was very ambitious with what he wanted to cover. He had a huge list of things. I will give him, I gave him some feedback directly. I said, when you, because what he's done is he's put a slide for each topic and then he's filled the slide up with a lot of text.
Yeah.
And as there was more text, the font got smaller and smaller.
Oh, okay.
And so some, I was in the front row and some of them I could barely read.
Yeah.
The guys in the back row had no chance.
There's something there.
And I was like, you want to pick one font size and just have multiple slides with the same header.
Yeah.
It's all good. Anyway, but that was cool. I mean, he really has a good take on stuff.
Yes.
And it, you know him. He's no bullshit. It was straight up.
Yeah.
And this is what you got to do. So I got a bunch of notes and I really enjoyed it. I know the others enjoyed it too. He was mobbed afterwards and then we went for a coffee. And then I went to the I went to go to the library to do some writing, but I ended up at the pub because the library was shut by that stage.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So I did some writing. No, it was good. It was a great weekend. So it was cool.
That's cool. That's good that it came down. I checked out all the short films that you were in, apparently. No, actually, Sash mainly. There's a showcase of short films at the region, Te Awamutu, and it was part of the creative trail thing that they were having on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I just knew it was happening, but I didn't look up any of this creative trail stuff until the morning of, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was at all the people's studios or house, miles away from everywhere. You had to drive multiple kilometers to get to all these things. I'm not doing that. I thought it was a walk down the main street for some reason, or nearby at least.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not. So anyway, I watched The Sheik, which is...
I haven't seen that.
I'd be surprised if you did. I was watching it, and it's a silent film, and they had... it was a DVD they were actually playing through the projector, and it looked like at the credits at the end that they've added maybe the music on afterwards, and it was sort of more in-depth music, I guess, because it's like an orchestra, I guess. And it was pretty cool, and it was all good, and it was shot okay, and the story was a bit random. And I was like, oh, I have no idea what year this is. 1921.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 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 real old. Nathan was there with his dad for the short films after that, so shout out to John and Nathan.
I've got a week. I've got 4 tickets to the Regent Cinema that I'm going to use in the next week, and I don't have a car.
Good luck.
So, yeah, yeah, I think the Regent did well out of bribing me with those tickets.
Yeah.
Unless somebody listening to this, Adam, I'm thinking about you,
no.
Adam McFall. Unless, Adam, you want to go to the Regent Cinema and see Dune. And
But you have to check because some of them can't use comps.
Oh, really?
Yes, you have to check on their website. That's where you get through.
Don't say that in front of Adam. He's listening. We would have got there and he goes, oh, yeah, we want to see Dune. I'm like, no, we can't get into Dune. We're going to watch this one instead.
Who knows?
That's okay. It's all good.
Do you know that there's a Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight coming up?
Have you seen all those Mike Tyson short reels?
Yes.
That's what I've seen. I mean, I'd sort of heard about it, and then I'd see all these Mike Tyson shorts, and he's scary as
he's a machine. So I think Jake Paul said, I'm going to fight you, because they've had a little Mike Tyson did some sort of bout somewhere back in the day, 6 months ago or a year ago.
Oh, really?
I think so. And I think it might have been just an exhibition fight because I don't think he went full retard. And Jake Paul was on the undercard or something like that.
Yeah.
So this...
And Jake Paul, to give him some credit, he put some work in and
he's an okay
boxer.
Yes. So this is going to be... They've done a deal with Netflix, I think it is. And it might be one of the biggest streamed things in the world ever, sporting events.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So it's massive. There's a bunch of rules that they've put in. So Jake Paul is allowed to wear all the headgear and everything. And they said if Mike Tyson doesn't go full normal and just knock him out, then obviously he's been paid and it's like worthless. But those training videos, he's a machine. The guy that's holding the pads for him is getting pummeled. At the end, he's like, ugh. And Mike Tyson keeps saying, I'm not going easy. Like, you want to fight? I'll fight you.
I think Mike Tyson in the ring has one speed. Like, that was always his thing. Yeah. Right? He's got one speed.
So I hope he just goes full Mike Tyson on him.
Yeah, yeah.
And go, look, this is a pro boxer. He's 56 or something.
I know. That was the thing that got me. I was like, how old is Mike? Because I watched Mike Tyson when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been around.
Bit younger than me, but you know, I was fighting when he was fighting. That's a long time ago.
That's right. If you had to lose your hand in an accident, how would you want to do that? It's just a philosophical question.
A clean cut off, I think, rather than being crushed or something like that. Yeah.
So this woman was using a hairdryer and she passed out. And then the hairdryer basically cooked her hand for 20 minutes as she's unconscious. Wakes up, got to amputate it. So she's lucky it wasn't blowing in her face or, I don't know, on her chest, I guess. Weird, eh?
That is bizarre. Was it a dominant hand or was it held in a dominant hand and it blew on the other hand?
Jesus, you're asking a bunch of questions.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know about that. It happened on February the 7th. She just went unconscious. She just woke up. It caused basically nerve damage is what did it. Her partner found her and rushed her to the hospital. And they were like, no, we have to amputate that. And she's sort of saying, like, she's calling for hair dryers to have automatic shut-off features similar to what some flat irons do. But I don't know. Like, it's just one of those freak accidents, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
I actually think that automatic shut-off is not a bad idea.
It should be. Like, it.
Because it's a heat source.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of other things that could happen. Start a fire, kids playing with it, all that sort of thing. So that there should be an automatic shut-off. I actually was surprised that there isn't, you know.
Mm.
I don't know how that would work exactly. You know, like 2 minutes without it moving and it's still blowing, it turns off.
Yes, it should. Yes, okay. Yeah, it should do that.
Sort of thing like that, yeah. Mm. Cool. I had a big meeting this week. I was a little bit intimidated. I did fine in the end, but going into it, I was a little bit intimidated.
Okay.
So I got contacted by the Deputy Vice Chancellor of Research for the University of Waikato. So I went out there.
Okay, I just had to process that title. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I had to practice it. The Deputy Vice Chancellor of Research.
So what I'm going to say is they're quite high up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And they want to know how we've been doing a podcast for almost 10 years and made no money. Is that what it was?
Not quite.
Okay.
But yeah, and so I was there. He's an older guy, nice guy, really nice guy, Gary. And then he had two Jesses. Just to make it easy on you, we got two girls called Jess. One's legal and one was the communications. And then Sean was events manager. And so they're talking about doing TEDx and they wanted to have my input on that. And
you're like, I've got a whole system. I know how it works. I've got it ready to go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Interesting. So yeah. They've been talking to Quentin or not?
Not yet. I'm actually catching up with Quentin as we're recording this. I'm catching up tomorrow for coffee in the morning. And that's the thing. They want, because it's a big, what do you call it, birthday for them this year, university birthday.
I believe you. I don't know.
I don't know either.
How old?
It's important to
how
them.
How old?
I didn't ask.
Exactly.
Didn't really,
okay. Let's just say 100, 150.
Yeah.
100.
Something like that, probably.
Someone fact check us.
I didn't want to ask because I didn't want to look stupid. So I just
I hadn't seen anything about it, so I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so they want to do the big event, but of course the first year you can only have 100 in there.
That's right.
So I'm talking to Quentin to see if we can get him on an advisory board as a license holder and see if we can circumvent that 100. Thing. Otherwise, they're looking at, we'll just do one a week. Oh, I'm not.
One a week? Nah, bro, we're all about quality here. I need 9 month lead up.
Yeah, well, it's a 3 month lead up, but yeah. They seriously had been thinking about doing quarterlies or something like that. Because I said, have you got enough researchers? Because that's the point. They want to get these research people.
Okay.
Because it'll be university, TEDx so University of Waikato.
Yes, because they have uni-based ones, don't they?
Yeah.
Is that right?
So they have a special license with that as well.
Oh, okay.
But we were checking it as we were in the meeting, and they were like, oh, no, it's still 100. So I don't know if having Quentin, if I can talk him into it. He's probably going to listen to this, but it'll be after the meeting.
So. Yes, it'll be after the meeting. So it's okay, Quentin. Yeah. Whatever you say, whatever you tell Chris, it's fine, because right now everything's good.
It's all good. It's all good. And I don't know what the answer is.
And you'll be in a speaker coach? So how did they get hold of you before Quentin?
Sarah Burns? Do you know Sarah Burns? She worked with me at Telecom.
No, I'm thinking of a different person.
She was my boss for ages at Telecom while I was doing the TEDx thing. So, she works at uni now. And so she put
that's
on
good.
Initially, and then he checked it out. But Gary spoke at TEDx. I think he's spoken twice. He spoke at TEDx Scott Base because he was the
– of course.
For 4 years, he was the Scott Base – he ran Scott Base or something like that.
Well, that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, no, he's a cool guy. And I think he spoke at TEDx Christchurch because that's like he was a University of Otago professor. He still is. So, yeah.
I'm just staring out the window as a small pubescent teenager maybe with a bike is trying to get past my car. If he touches it, it's on.
You should bleep the alarm, scare him.
That's right. Anyway, TEDx, whatever, Waikato Uni, potentially.
TEDx University,
that's
Waikato.
Exciting. Now, do you have, can you charge for coaching? Or is everyone a volunteer? I wasn't sure.
It's a good question because I think it's different for the unis. Mm. So they might be able to pay me.
Woo-hoo. Independent contractor.
Yeah.
Triple whatever you're thinking. Yes. That's my advice to him all the time. Or everything he does.
That's what he says all the time. Triple it.
Hey, you know who could use a bit of money?
Who?
There's this dude.
Other than Trump.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, yeah.
Karen.
This dude is suing the US government for $9.5 million lawsuit because back in March the 12th, 2019, this real estate attorney and passionate snowmobile rider, Jeff Smith, hopped on a snowmobile going back to his home after visiting his mother, as you do, just blading around. He used a well-known snowmobile trail, as he always did, zapping, doing all this stuff. At the same highway speed, so he's doing 65 miles an hour, just at 105 kilometres, he crashes into a Black Hawk helicopter.
Yeah, I actually had read this. The Black Hawk helicopter is parked there.
Yes, it's been there a couple of hours.
Yeah, it is actually part of an airfield, and these Black Hawk helicopters are allowed to park there, but they haven't parked there for 2 years.
Okay, so he's just never come across one before.
He's never come across one before. And the track cuts through this airfield. So he, I don't know what his chances are.
He did get,
I mean, you think they'd put an orange flag off the tail? Because my understanding is he hit the tail. He hit the, but I might be wrong. I might have just imagined that's what happened.
I think it was the back. But he did end up with broken ribs, punctured lung, internal bleeding. He was in hospital for a month.
Mm.
To this day, he can't move his right arm and has breathing issues and has an oxygen machine. So that's not good.
But the crew saved his life.
I mean, if you're going to crash into something, you obviously, that's very handy.
Yeah.
Having those guys there.
Yeah, they weren't in the helicopter. The helicopter had been there, like you said, for a couple of hours. They were in a nearby accommodation, I assume, or shed or whatever they were in. But they heard the crash, which I imagine was pretty significant. Came out and found this guy trying to breathe. They did a bunch of medical stuff, which if they hadn't done, he would have died.
So before this judgment comes out in the next couple of months, he already filed an action against the owners of the airfield, which was allowing both the snowmobiles and the Black Hawk on the airfield. And that got settled out of court for an undisclosed amount. So I'd...
It's not like they have an air controller for the frickin' snowmobiles. No, you've got to loop around again, I'm afraid. There's a Black Hawk helicopter on
But I think if you've done that with the owner of the airfield, that's it. Like, that's the problem there, isn't it? It's not the helicopter. The helicopter's allowed to be there. The dude's allowed to be there.
Yeah.
You could argue you didn't see what you're doing. What lights did you have on?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't rate his chances on that.
I don't rate it either.
Yeah. Speaking of money, though, did you see that the Reddit CEO thing got thrown up a little bit?
No, what happened?
So Reddit CEO has – I'll just read the headline because that pretty much says it all.
Okay.
Reddit CEO Steve Huffman defends his $193 million compensation following backlash from unpaid moderators.
Don't worry about it. He doesn't. He's doing the heavy lifting behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And everybody else that's doing the actual work are ungrateful slobs.
Yeah. He goes, well, if the company does well, I will do well.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, you're just screwing the pooch, honestly.
It's a bit weird, eh? Because the other, who's the main guy that died, that founded Reddit?
I can't remember his name. I do know who you mean.
So there's a podcast, Schwartz. Anyway, they did Behind the Bastards Christmas episode on him.
Oh, the Christmas episode's the reverse, yes. Where it's a good guy.
Super clever, super talented guy, and basically they, there was like three things he invented. RSS feed, Reddit, and something else. And he's the driving force between all those three things, and basically for the internet. Super clever dude. Government came after him for one thing and hounded him nonstop. And because he's on the spectrum, he just couldn't deal with it, basically.
Wow.
But, yeah.
That reminds me of something I was reading. And I sort of knew part of the story, but I didn't realize all of it. And so this might be a little X-rated if you got kids around. Maybe not. But Hedy Lamarr. You've heard of Hedy Lamarr?
No.
She was a silver screen actress from Hollywood back in the 30s, 40s? I don't know.
Okay.
Back in the day.
So you're about 10 then.
Yeah. Yep. Black and white.
Okay, yes.
And she is the first, this is what I didn't know.
Mm.
She's the first woman to ever fake an orgasm on screen.
Okay.
She did the whole,
yeah.
Whatever.
That's exactly how it goes.
That's exactly how it goes. Yeah.
Anything else is a lie. Welcome to the Christmas Sam podcast.
And so she became the seductress. It blew people away. They just couldn't believe that was on screen and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And so she was slated. A seductress was not a good thing.
No.
Back then. So it really ruined her career. Well, it tainted her career. But she was also probably the smartest woman in Hollywood.
Mm. Okay.
Because she came up with, worked out the, I don't know what it is. Whatever it is that makes Wi-Fi possible.
Oh, yes.
And some radar type thing.
Yep.
So it was all interconnected. And she worked out the math for that and gave it away. She didn't sell it. She gave it away, I think, for the war or whatever it was
probably,
at the time.
Probably, yeah.
And, one of the smartest women ever. But no, that's not how everybody saw her at the time. Yeah, just blows my mind.
There was a story today, and I just love it. It's so good. Two brothers in India have been fined for converting their car into an imitation helicopter.
An imitation helicopter. So it's not taking off.
Well, you tell me if that can take off.
there's a playground down the road from me, opposite the Foursquare there, and they've got this helicopter for the kids to play in. And it's quite a big thing with a little tiny helicopter spinny blades atop.
So, I'm going to quote New Zealand dollars here. They brought the car just under $2,000. It's a Suzuki Wagon R, so it's like a cube, one of those cubes. Nissan cube.
Yep.
And they've bolted on like a little tiny rotor on top.
I cannot overemphasize at this point how tiny the rotor is. I don't think it reaches the edge of the roof.
No. And they built this giant tail coming out the back, right?
Yeah.
And it took them several weeks. And they got pulled over by the police, and they got fined $40 for illegally modifying their car, right?
Yeah, okay.
They paid the fine. They let them go. They got the car back. They're back at their house. All the neighbors, all the people all come to see it. They think it's great. Why did they build it?
To advertise something.
No.
I don't know.
They are going to charge people $99 a day, and there's people lined up that want them to finish it so they can do it. At weddings.
I arrived in a helicopter.
No, it's just going to sit there. Oh, maybe you do drive it. I don't know.
I cannot get over that picture. So if that's not... Oh, no, we're going to do an AI picture for the episode picture. But you have to go to
probably,
the website.
I'll probably use this one.
Yeah, look at it. That's crazy. That's hilarious.
So anyway, good on them. We've got several requests from people for the helicopter car, but we haven't made any bookings yet. We're just trying to get it finished. Once it's ready, only then we'll start taking the bookings.
I will say that tail looks pretty good.
But it's still going to look like...
legit as.
It's still going to look like a helicopter, a weird helicopter crashed into the back of a little car.
Well, I mean, they've got to be careful about snowmobiles.
Yes, right.
That's the main thing.
We're going to follow the story because I want to know if they're going to build a body going on around the outside of the car to sort of hide the car, or if that's it. And they're just going to paint it.
Yeah, because if they make a better body for that, then, yeah, it'll be legit.
I mean, it's something. Legit's the wrong word.
That tickled my fancy. That's awesome.
Thought it might.
One thing I was going to mention, for those that have been signed up for my newsletter, I sent out a late episode. So I'd missed a week. This is what put me off. Mm. And I've been trying to be as consistent as we are here at the Chris and Sam podcast.
You've been very consistent with your newsletter, I have to say.
So the newsletter is the compelling communicator. And I've enjoyed doing it, but I realize that, or I feel that I haven't been giving it quite the love or quality it deserves. So I'm trying to create a better workflow. So it means I'm going to let go of the "it must go out on the Monday at 10 o'clock thing, which means it may be late a few times until I get this workflow sorted out, but the quality should remain high because I'm starting to feel like I was writing madly like a monkey to get it out, and it wasn't the best quality. So that's what I'm doing in the meantime, but I'd hope to get the workflow sorted so that it will eventually get back to the consistently on time, but with better quality. So.
Yeah, very good. Where can people sign up for that?
At thecompellingcommunicator.beehive.com.
Just look for that. We'll have a link in the show notes. And if you get stuck, just hit us up.
If you Google the Compelling Communicator,
you'll get on someone's list. There's a story. The American Academy of Audiology, of all things, have come out and said that we humans are the only actual animal that has a chin. Every other animal that you think has a chin, it's usually the bottom of their lower part of the mandible, which is their jaw. And we've got a true chin, which is the bony part that juts out. And there's no real reason for it. It's just this thing we've got. It serves no real...
I was going to say, I've got a prominent chin. I don't know. It's behind here.
No, I don't. I don't think so. But they don't really... Scientists don't really think it serves a purpose. The theory was that it helped us chew, but that got debunked. They just don't really help with speech. And, they're just a thing that happened. We'll likely never know why we actually have them. But weird, eh?
It is weird, but it's interesting the audiology likes that because the one thing that I would say chins are used for that I've heard of is deaf people putting their chin on pianos, on other people's
vibrations?
Heads for the vibrations.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure Helen Keller, there's something about her doing that in the day. And, and I've heard this.
No, it could be, yeah. Point, I'm just lucky that it's bony, I guess.
Yeah, because it all resonates through.
Yeah.
And that's the reason. I don't know if that...
And if you want to listen to the Chris and Sam podcast, you can get a speaker, Bluetooth speaker, and just rest your chin against it. And you'll hear Chris laughing through your body. It'll vibrate through it. And maybe you two will fake an orgasm. Okay, that brings us... That's right. Brings us to the end of this amazing podcast. What are you... Oh, you already told us what's happening. I'm judging a pumpkin event tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. To Ko-Fi School.
Oh, cool.
It'll be my fourth or fifth year I've been doing that.
Right.
They let me turn up and...
I will get my last few... invoices, tax, what do you call it? Expense account things.
Yeah.
So this last year, for whatever reason, I went, nah, I won't bother every month putting my expenses together.
Yep.
Which is all I'm doing is putting the PDFs into Henry. Henry does it all anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
sponsored by Henry.
Yep.
Well, I wish. But no, I left it all and did it all on one day, which took me 5 hours on Saturday, Sunday. And then there's obviously some invoices are coming in at the moment. So
very good.
Everybody good. Needed to know about that. That's just amazing. What I'm saying is next year I'll be doing it every month. Okay. And I won't be leaving it all to the last minute.
Very good.
You can hold me to that.
Until next time, I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
I'll see ya.
Bye.
Hope you enjoy the show. Make sure to subscribe and we'll catch you next week. Don't forget to tell your friends.